Welcome back to Boston and the BIO 2007 conference on Ag Issues this morning. Our guests are Bruce Ferguson, CEO of Eden Space out of Junction City, and Greg Kissick, Vice President of ICM Incorporated, located in the beautiful town of Colwich, Kansas. Good morning to you both, gentlemen.
Good morning, Jim.
Biofuel, Greg, is definitely a hot topic these days. Tell us what ICM does in the industry and where you see the future of biofuel going.
Jim, ICM Designs is an engineering design company for currently grain-based ethanol plants. We manufacture some of the equipment. We're involved in a large number or large percentage of the plants being built today. And we're excited about where biofuels is going. We're being challenged to grow the total supply of ethanol. That's specifically what we focus in, doubling the industry in the next several years, and then many challenges on how to basically quadruple or even larger the industry, and that's where we start working on cellulose or biomass-based ethanol.
And we'll get into that in a minute, but some of the challenges are coming from the aviation industry even. Sir Richard Branson is challenging your industry and the ethanol industry to come up with an engine that can run on ethanol.
You know, aviation fuel is one of the few leaded fuels still used in our liquid fuel infrastructure. It may provide an opportunity, although the testing by engine type, by airplane, is very significant, as it should be, and so it takes a while to work through that process.
And while we still have you, Greg, what does ICM stand for exactly?
Well, there are a number of monikers that we could say, Jim, but I'll just say it stands for ICM. In the beginning, 12 years ago, it stood for Industry, Consulting, and Marketing, but we now stand for ICM, Inc.
ICM, Inc. And how is Kansas positioned to compete in this ethanol industry?
It's positioned well. Kansas has always had a very stable ethanol program. Actually, I believe the oldest ethanol plant west of the Mississippi River is in Kansas and has been operating really since the mid-1930s, although it's also a beverage distillery as well. So we're ready to grow along with the nation.
Talk about your partnership plant in St. Joseph in partnership with ICM.
In St. Joe with Lifeline Foods or Lifeline Energy is our new both R&D, research and development pilot plant, as well as ICM's training facility. Every plant that we're involved with, their staff goes through a training program, and they will be doing that in Kansas City.
Let's turn to Bruce Ferguson with Eden Space in Junction City, a burgeoning city for the bioscience industry. For some unknown reason, Junction City is getting its fair share of companies these days.
Well,
glad to have you with us, Bruce.
Well, thank you very much. Junction City has been very hospitable to the new crop biotechnology industry, and I would expect more developments in the future.
What is Energy Corn and the project you've started with ICM? Tell us about that.
Energy Corn is a very exciting project that we're working on with funding from the U.S. Department of Energy. We're putting properties into corn to improve its use for cellulosic ethanol. This is a way of reducing costs downstream of processing the leaves and stems, or stover, of corn.
Normally, material that would not be recyclable in a traditional way.
That's correct. In the case of corn, it's typically left on the field. In the case of cotton or rice, the leaves and stems can actually be a problem for future crops.
Bruce, why are you putting all your energy into corn? What's the purpose of it?
Well, corn today, Jim, is the energy crop in the United States. More than $10 billion has been invested in more than 110 processing plants around the country, many if not most of them built by ICM. So we feel that this is the platform to build on, and when we develop energy corn with the traits that make it good for cellulosic ethanol, we can then use those same traits in other crops for other parts of the country.
How do we know what crop will produce the best yield for cellulosic ethanol? How do we determine that?
Well, there are scientific ways of measuring the amount of ethanol produced per pound of biomass. And it turns out that most crops have almost the same energy content in their leaves and stems. So the major factors are not yield today per pound of biomass, but how much biomass you can get per acre, which is crucial. And then, of course, how cheaply can you process it, which is why corn is such a good choice.
Are there any other choices? Are you studying any other crops?
We are.
That you want to tell us about?
Sorghum is of particular interest to us, and that's one reason that we were so interested in moving to Kansas. Switchgrass is another much talked about crop that we're working on with the USDA in California.
So both of those.
Both of those, and longer term, we'd like to help Brazil with its sugarcane industry.
Well, and you've just come to Kansas, right? This is a brand new company.
Yeah, my bags are still packed.
You're here in Boston. What do you think? I mean, this is huge, and are you making an impression?
We are. Just for your audience, I'll describe some of the scene here. There are thousands of people in a building that's larger than, I think, Greater Junction City metropolitan area. Most of them here to talk about human bioscience and health, but there's a full-time track on agricultural biotechnology that's lasting for 3 days. And a major focus of that is biofuels. Yes.
And that's what you've been involved in for the past several days.
Yes, I think it's a measure of the times that I've been invited to chair two panels at this conference on biofuels, looking at biofuels for the farmer and biofuels for industry.
And Greg, what are you taking out of this conference?
Well, you know, a real excitement in the various biotechnology that can be applied, you know. In some ways, Jim, folks look at fuel ethanol as a commodity, as a very low-tech effort. But what I've observed in the last several years, and certainly seeing it here today, is there is so much high technology, complex technology that can be applied to the ethanol industry, and especially as we look at these additional feedstocks and the various ways we can convert them into that liquid fuel that Americans keep using more and more of every day.
As gas continues to creep up past the $3 a gallon mark.
Right.
And diesel fuel as well. Well, thank you both Greg Kissick from ICM and Bruce Ferguson, CEO of Eden Space, a new company in Junction City, right here on Ag Issues from the Boston Bio 2007 convention. I'm Jim Doblin. The Voice of Agriculture is next.